kicking that season off here in just a couple of days. Numbers-wise, I know I saw the team pictures. You always like to have a few more out, but I guess it's not too bad in the boys and girls, is it?
Yeah, I think we got 15 boys and 10 girls, so not terrible numbers, but I think it would always be nice to have 3-4 more on each side. But I like the group we got.
Yeah, start with the ladies first. I know you got some kids back, did some great things. I know Desi Farner last year had a great year as an underclassman. She's back in some of those middle open quarters, some relays, and she's kind of, you got quite a few girls can do a little bit, sprints and middle distance, and I'm sure you put some good relays together this year, can't you?
Yeah, I think so. Desi's coming back, qualifier in the 400, and she didn't have, her best races at state, and Grace Andrews in the distances, and, we had a couple girls also on the 4x4, and then have a couple girls coming up that I think can contribute to some relays as well. So I think our girls, we might not be able to win any meets, but I think, we'll be competitive in some events and, hopefully be able to score some points.
You mentioned Grace in the distance races, and boy, the one thing about that is all the great distance runners, once again, are all underclassmen, so she's going to be running up against some of those some state great runners again this year, isn't she?
Yeah, you look at the state from last year. Both those girls are all back, and it's crazy how loaded our district is. So there's going to be a lot of competition there. Robertson back in our district, and Grace is right there, and you have the other Robertson girl from Wallace and another girl from Wallace. Seems like they always have great distance runners. It's going to be really tough for her.
I know Emma Strand in the hurdles wants to improve her times, I'm sure, a lot more once again from last year, doesn't she?
Yeah, Emma, looking to improve on last year. If we get a quick start out of her, that's always great. But if she can get stronger, which she has in the off season, we're looking for those times to come down this year to start, and then incrementally as the season goes on.
I think you've got a vaulter or two that can maybe make some noise this year.
Yeah, Tatum, as a freshman, as an eighth grader last year, coming in as a freshman, she went to the state track meet last year as a freshman. So we're looking for her to, start out pretty good this year and see what she can get to, see how high she can go.
On the boys' side, Coach, I know we don't. I hate even to bring up the dreaded I word with that we tend to see in track and field. Not all sports, but boy, track and field, especially with injuries, stuff like that. But hopefully, all your boys and girls can stay injury free. But especially on the boys' side, those guys would love to have an injury free season.
Yeah, right now they're feeling pretty good. Just need to keep it that way. So if we can get those guys healthy and competing in every meet, that'd be ideal for us, and we got some guys to go along with them, so we're looking forward to a great boys season.
I know Will Casey, as a senior, boy, had a great sophomore season. He came back late in the season, tried to do some things, but boy, when healthy, you name the event and he can go out and win it, that's for sure.
Yeah, if he's healthy, and if he didn't have a hamstring problem at all, he's a 4 gold medal kid at state. So we're just going to try to keep him healthy, figure out 4 events, and probably not 4 events every meet, but, maybe 2 events, 1 meet, 3 events, another meet, just to keep him healthy as the year goes on. Incredible athlete. We can put him in anything from the 100 to the 800, and I think he's very capable of winning it when he's healthy. He can long jump and hurdle, so and then you throw in the relays too, so if we can get him healthy all year, that'd be great. And keeping Grayson Kohler healthy, priority as well. He missed his last year too after qualifying as a sophomore, and then trying to get Trenton Rothkopf healthy after a football injury. So yeah, health is a big concern for us this year.
I know you're saying that Trenton's just slowly starting to just jog, do some running, and maybe you're crossing fingers midway to the last part of the season, maybe get him, see what he can do.
Yeah, you know, so he's jogging right now and doing everything we can. He's working hard and physical therapy, and he wants to get back more than anybody else. So, you know, praying hard that he's able to do something, you know, toward the end of April.
I think you've got a couple of throwers or a thrower or two that maybe can do some stuff this year.
Yeah, you know, we haven't had a ton of work in the throws. You know, even though we've had some pretty good days, you know, been working basically on footwork out there for throws. But, you know, the little throws that we have got done, you know, the guys have looked pretty good. Trey Downey, you know, put on some really good weight and muscle since last year. Looking for him to make some pretty good jumps just with, you know, with that added muscle in the throws. So, you know, we got Jason Smith as well, and maybe a couple new guys that have put on some muscle, Cade Fisher and Hayden Seach, might try out some throws this year too, see what they got.
Going to take a few kids, or are you taking quite a few to Kearney for this opening meet?
Yep. Yeah, we're going to take them all down there. You know, throwers aren't going to have much to do that day, you know, just having a shot put, but we might mix them into a sprint or two. We'll see how they feel. But yeah, looking forward to getting up to Kearney and compete for the first time this year.
Of course, you got your own invite during the season. You look forward to that. I think you switched up. You're going to Sandy Creek, if that's a new invite for you this year.
Yeah, going to Sandy Creek. Just wanted to see some different teams. You know, we kind of see the same 5-6 teams basically at every meet, and tried to find a weekend, you know, a different date where we could get out east, but just couldn't make it happen. So we had to drop the Binkelman meet and added the Sandy Creek meet this year, and then also added going to the Minden invite, the Marsh Peck invite, next Tuesday as well on the 25th. So
there'll be some really good teams. I mean, that's another loaded field of teams that Minden one, I'm sure, isn't it?
Yeah, Minden, you know, it's not a big meet, but, you know, there's some bigger teams there. And then that Sandy Creek meet, you know, that's going to be a big meet as well with, you know, Fairbury there, West Holt, Heartland, and Hastings, St. Cecilia, so, and Sandy Creek. So it's going to be a very competitive meet.